A reading from the book of Numbers. The Lord spoke to Moses and said, "Say this to Aaron and his sons. This is how you are to bless the sons of Israel. You shall say to them, 'May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord let his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord uncover his face to you and bring you peace.' This is how they are to call down my name on the sons of Israel, and I will bless them." The word of the Lord. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians. When the appointed time came, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born a subject of the law, to redeem the subjects of the law, and to enable us to be adopted as sons. The proof that you are sons is that God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, the Spirit that cries, "Abba, Father," and it is this that makes you a son. You are not a slave anymore, and if God has made you son, then he has made you heir. The word of the Lord. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The shepherds hurried away to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. When they saw the child, they repeated what they had been told about him, and everyone who heard it was astonished at what the shepherds had to say. As for Mary, she treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds went back glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was exactly as they had been told. When the eighth day came and the child was to be circumcised, they gave him the name Jesus, the name the angel had given him before his conception, the Gospel of the Lord. On this first day of the year, the Church wisely reminds us of our vocation. When so many of our resolutions might be somewhat selfish, about our own health or looks or something similar, we are reminded with the feast of Mary, the Mother of God, the Holy Theotokos, the God-bearer, that each of us has a vocation intrinsic to our baptism, a vocation which is universal, and a vocation which places demands on all of us. The vocation is exactly to be that which God gives to Moses as a blessing, letting our face shine on others rather than scowl at them, blessing and keeping others rather than cursing and pushing them aside or building walls between us and them, uncovering our face instead of hiding behind lies, and bringing peace instead of plotting war. Those are the hallmarks of our vocation arising out of the great vocation each one of us has been given with our baptism, that of being Son of God. Now in today's second reading, when Paul describes being Son of God, please just drop any reference to gender, because it's not about gender, it is about dignity. The dignity of the firstborn son, the dignity of the one who will inherit. And so we are heirs, inheritors of God's kingdom, and also inheritors of God's very nature, in that wonderful exchange where he leaps down from heaven, not clinging to his divinity. He embraces our humanity, lifting it to its original sinlessness and giving us the possibility of living lives of grace. You will notice too how Paul is quite universal about this. The proof that you are sons is that God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, So Paul identifies himself. He identifies all his communities together in this wonderful union of being sons of God, that is, being heirs of the kingdom of God, and not only heirs of the kingdom of God, but dispensers of that kingdom of God. And this, of course, is what Mary is so good at, being a son of God, bearing the very life of God into the world, not only with the birth of Christ. Here in Luke's Gospel, there's an extraordinary use of a word describing Mary's interior life. We hear in the English, "As for Mary, she treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart." In the Greek, pondering them in her heart reads as sumbalusa in teikardie. Sumbalusa in teikardiai. Sumbalusa. Now that begins to sound familiar because it is exactly the root of our word symbol. Literally, to put or to throw together, to bring together, to unite, to make things meet up with one another. All these nuances of meaning in sumbalo. And it is the only time this word is used by Luke when talking about Mary's pondering. She brings things together. She brings together, of course, the Word of God and her own flesh by her agreement to the message of the angel Gabriel. She brings together humanity and, by God's gift, divinity in herself. And she brings together life and death, in that not only did she give birth to her son, she also held him at his death just before he gives birth to her in the resurrection and the assumption into heaven. There is a great mystery of bringing together the opposites of God and humanity, so that what can emerge from there is this unity, the unity of our nature with God through his gifts of grace and the sacraments in the church, that we in turn can be God-bearers. Many of the mystics, and particularly Meister Eckhart, uses that image of giving birth to God as our most fundamental vocation. And so our most fundamental vocation is this symbolizing, this bringing together of the peace, the tranquility, and the kingdom of God and of God's justice into the world that thirsts for it. And because they thirst, because the world thirsts, it seeks satisfaction in all sorts of temporary drugs and distractions. Our vocation is to bring the eternity into the world, to give birth to the eternal nature of God's union with us in Jesus Christ. Giving birth to that, because we are heirs of this great grace, this great task, and we are this great symbol by our baptism, so that we might be the blessing to the world, as Mary was, being blessed by God, bringing together all that God is with all that we are. And even in her moments of shadow, her moments of despair and pain at the foot of the cross, she saw a light of God's face, she embraced his graciousness. And as God uncovers his face, so that we may be the blessing, the means by which God blesses, keeps and preserves the world, that we might be symbols of the face of God shining and being gracious to the world, that we may be the naked face of God, which brings peace. Vocations are so much more important than resolutions. Amen.